Angielski w pracy z humorem, Kasia Sielicka.
It's my birthday, but the gift is for you. Yeah, my birthday is on New Year's Eve, yeah, December 31st. Small language note, yeah, did you notice how Eve always means the day before? Well, it is actually the evening before, yeah. In fact, if you look at Eve, E-V-E, these are the three letters of the word evening. So Christmas Eve, this is the evening before Christmas Day, yeah. And New Year's Eve, this is the evening before New Year's Day. Makes sense? Da-dum-da-dum. I just couldn't resist that language note. Nie mogłam się oprzeć. So yeah, my birthday is on New Year's Eve. Sylvester. And most people are shocked by that because they think, well, no one came to my birthday party. Everyone went to their own New Year's Eve parties and I was home alone. But in fact, I've never been much of a party girl. Yeah, I've never really been into New Year's parties or birthday parties or stuff. Yeah, I just wanted to sleep. Yeah, sleeping is the greatest treasure in life, treasure, skarb. So I wanted to have a lot of that, a lot of sleeping, yeah. And unfortunately, on New Year's Eve, the fireworks were a problem. Fireworks? Fajerwerki, yeah. Fireworks were a problem. I've always hated this abominable contraption, yeah. Abominable contraption. Okropne. Ustrojstwo. Yeah, they make so much noise, these abominable contractions the fireworks do. So I've never celebrated my birthday, no candles to blow, żadnego zmuchiwania świeczek, no candles to blow, no birthday cakes, no fuss. Bez tego całego zachodu. No fuss. But I think this year is different, and I think this year will be different, because it has been a lot different for me. This year has been a roller coaster for me, kolejka górska, a roller coaster, and it has been really good for my business, firma. Yeah, it has been really good for my business, and I have you guys to thank for that. So thank you for being with me. Thank you for supporting with me, for learning English with me, for doing HR stuff, preparing for job interviews with me. I'm really happy and I wouldn't have been able to do that without you. So big namaste to you. Thanks. Also this year my podcast really got started, and big thanks to Jędrzej Paulus, who helped me a lot with that. He gave me a small tip. Wskazówka, a small tip, which makes everything a piece of cake. So thank you, Jędrzej, a lot. And I've also been more active on LinkedIn, and this is thanks to my LinkedIn mentor, Marcin Banaszkiewicz, who is awesome. So thank you, Marcin, for getting me into LinkedIn. I love you, LinkedIn guys. So that was the beginning of the year, yeah, and my business. And in January or February, I got my sword back, yeah? Sword, miecz, remember pronunciation, we don't read the W, which is there in spelling. So not, it's not a sword, it's a sword. And I got my sword back exactly a year ago, on December 31st last year. I located this sword with Szymon Okrutny. I had sold it a few years ago during a time which was really bad for me, and this sword was a symbol of independence and freedom and stuff like that. So I was really grateful when Szymon agreed to return it to me. Yeah, thank you, Szymon. And now it's hanging on my wall and I look at it all the time, and it really sparks joy, yeah? It sparks joy, krzesze, krzesa, wykrzesuje, I don't know, yeah. Tworzy radość, it sparks joy. This is a term from Marie Kondo, the housekeeping, ordering, organization guru. So thank you, Marie Kondo, and thank you, Szymon. So that's my sword, yeah? And then in March, I had a great photo shoot. The photo shoot was with Kasia Gruk and Magda Jaworska, and thank you girls so much. They spent the whole day with me. They were so helpful. They also worked with me afterwards, choosing, editing and everything. So that was really, really nice of them. Now, remember guys, I use the word photo shoot and not photo session. Photo session also does exist, but it's not naturally used. So they would more often say a photo shoot. Yeah, so I had a photo shoot with the girls. And as a result, you can see all the beautiful photos everywhere on the internet that the girls took. So thank you. Thank you, girls. And in March, I made my dream come true. I also wrote that to you. I visited Spain and I did some things connected with my beloved series. Beloved? Ukochane, my beloved series, The Game of Thrones. And one thing I did, I visited an exhibition of the props from the set. Yeah, exhibition wystawa, exhibition, props rekwizyty, props, the set, plan zdjęciowy, plan filmowy. So I saw an exhibition of the props from the set, and that was really moving and touching. And then I went to Seville, and Seville was one of the shooting locations for one of the places in the series. So that is also deeply moving. Thank you, Daenerys, for that. And I came home on the last plane before the air traffic got shut down. Zanim zamknęli ruch lotniczy, before they shut down air traffic. So that was quite an adventure, yeah? Like, will I make it or will I be stuck forever in Spain? I don't have the money to live in Spain. What about my students? Yeah? So that was really, really crazy. But I did manage to come back to you guys. And then I had some hospital adventures this year. Right after coming back from Spain, I had some really strange symbols. And the guys at the ambulance panicked and they took me to the COVID-19 hospital and nobody knew what was wrong with me. I never got my coronavirus results back. So that was just a terrifying experience. And then my second time in hospital this year was with my daughter who had had a spine injury. Oraz kręgosłupa. A spine injury. It sounds more serious than it actually was, luckily. It was just a minor injury and she ended with a few days in hospital for a diagnostics and a few months, 3 months in a back brace. Back brace? Gorset ortopedyczny. Back brace. So we're all very thankful that it was really nothing so bad. But me... Yeah, I think I might have had the virus because in March, during my workouts with my personal trainer, Ania Kucharska, thank you, Ania, during my workouts with her, workouts, I was getting worse and worse instead of getting better and better. So I was getting out of shape, wychodziłam z formy, I was getting out of shape instead of getting into shape, zamiast wchodzenia. So that was really weird, and Anya was shocked to see that, and I was also shocked to see that, so I don't know what happened. But then, a few months later, I landed in hospital again with some strange symbols, no one knew what was wrong with me, I had the test done, I never saw the result. So guys, next time something is wrong with me, I don't call the ambulance, I just sit at home and die in peace, because no one knows what's happening anyway, so what's the point? So that was our hospital adventures. About spine injuries. It also turned out that I have a spine injury myself. I had this time of a back pain, ból pleców, back pain, and I invited a physiotherapist to help me with that. That was Konrad Dąbrowski, my physiotherapist, and basically he did some pressing and touching, which was really terrible, but in the end I got rid of the back pain, but I got something in return, yeah? I got a clicking when I moved between my vertebrae? Kręgi. So something clicked when I move between my vertebrae, and Konrad said, it's not good, yeah? So I'm doing so terribly boring exercises, I hate doing them, I'm supposed to be doing them every day, mam robić, I'm supposed to be doing them, but they are so boring that I literally fall asleep while trying to do them. So that is quite a disaster, yeah? So I'm a very naughty patient. Jestem niegrzeczną pacjentką. I'm a very naughty patient and thank you, Konrad, for surviving that. And thank you that you stand by me. Że przy mnie stoisz. Yeah, that you stand by me. Okay, that was my physical health. My mental health. I've been working all year with my therapist, Agnieszka Rytkowiak. Thank you, Agnieszka, for being with me. Agnieszka has been supporting me, guiding me on my path to get rid of my childhood traumas. Yeah, I know it's a bit late at 41 to relive your childhood traumas, but hey, as they say, better late than never. Better late than never? Lepiej późno niż wcale. And as they say, jak mówią. Yeah? So as they say, better late than never. And after each session with Agnieszka, I feel more free, more liberated, more myself. So thank you, Agnieszka, so much for that. And I've saved the best for last because I have discovered the love of my life. And it was just 2 months ago. And it's bachata. Yeah. I'm totally in love with this dance. I am infatuated with bachata. Infatuated with oczarowana. I'm infatuated with bachata. So it's so beautiful, so graceful, so lovely. I just love it. And here again, thanks, big thanks to my dance partners, Leszek and Andrzej, who are doing some dodges, uniki, dodges, in the style of Matrix. Yeah? Did you notice the pronunciation? It's Matrix, not Matrix, Matrix. So it's Matrix, also the maths term for matrica, that's Matrix, and also the title of the movie. So they do some Matrix-style dodges, because I usually forget to do something sensible and safe with my arms while spinning. So basically, they just fling around out of control, yeah? They fling around. So it's quite dangerous dancing with me, but the guys are still surviving. So thank you guys for that. Okay, so that's it. That's it about me. To sum up, it's really been a great year for me. And I really feel that life is very different. I'm very grateful to all the people who have come into my life. I feel grateful to be alive. And I feel grateful to have all of you guys. And I've bought a few gifts for myself. And one of them I had yesterday. It was a massage. Now, language digression, yeah? Word stress, accent, word stress is on the first syllable. It's massage, not massage. Even though this word probably does come from French and it should be stressed on the second syllable, it isn't. I don't know why. Yeah. So, massage. I had a massage and it was really lovely and I had such a great time. And yeah, so it was a birthday gift from me for myself. And now, as I promised, a birthday gift for you. Yeah, so happy my birthday to you, everyone. This is something I have never done before. And I'm not sure I will ever do it after. This is a discount code. Kod zniżkowy. A discount code for 50% off. Off? Zniżka. So it's 50% off, half price for all of my audio, video, PDF, and flashcard courses. So that's basically all courses apart from my one-on-one courses and group workshops. So basically all the live classes are excluded, but everything that's ready to be downloaded is included in the offer. The discount code is Kasia, my first name. So that's K-A-S-I-A. Oh my god, spelling is difficult. So that's Kasia, and it's valid only on December 31st. Yeah, only on that day. Warsaw time. I know lots of you are listening to me abroad, so figure out how that compares to Warsaw time, because it's Warsaw time, only on December 31st. I'll give you the link below in the comments. Come choose what you want and use the discount code Kasia. Okay, so guys, the only thing that's left for me is to wish a happy my birthday to every one of you. Have a happy New Year's Eve. Have fun. Even though parties are officially discouraged, nie rekomendowane, discouraged, I do hope you'll figure something out if you're alone or with your close family. Have a good New Year and I will be there on the other side, waiting for you to teach you some more great English. So thank you and see you on the other side.
Kasia Sielicka, doktor filologii angielskiej, angielski w pracy z humorem. www.angielskizhumorem.pl